This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's prime minister has rejected growing calls for a ceasefire in Gaza as the Israeli military bombardment of the enclave continues. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at a news conference in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's battle to crush Gaza's ruling Hamas militants will continue with full force. He said a ceasefire would be possible only if all 239 hostages held by the militants in Gaza are released. The Israeli leader also said after the siege, Gaza would be demilitarized and Israel would retain security control there. The statement runs contrary to the U.S. position, which has said it opposes an Israeli reoccupation of the territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For the second day, thousands of people seeking shelter in southern Gaza on Saturday fled the enclave's main hospital in what Palestinian officials said was an Israeli airstrike, carrying their belongings and bags with bedding across their backs. Gazans who had been sheltering in the Al-Shifa hospital traveled towards the south on foot. More than 100,000 residents had fled south over the last 2 days as Israeli forces operate deep in Gaza City, Chief Military Spokesperson Daniel Hagari said. Gaza's border authority announced on Saturday the Rafah land crossing into Egypt would reopen on Sunday for foreign passport holders and dependents. The crossing between Gaza and Egypt's Sinai Peninsula is the only entry into the strip not controlled by Israel and has been a crucial spot for aid and evacuees. This is VOA News. Russia on Saturday launched a missile attack on Ukraine's capital Kyiv and the surrounding region for the first time in more than 7 weeks and pounded the east and south of the country with drones, Ukrainian officials said. Ukrainian border guards said they had retaken a village in the country's northeast adjacent to the Russian border. Officials in the east, the focus of Russia's slow 20-month-old advance, said Ukrainian forces had repelled numerous attacks by Moscow's troops and they anticipated further assaults, particularly around the devastated town of Avdiivka. Despite being treatable and curable, tuberculosis, or TB, remains one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, causing an estimated 1.3 million deaths in 2022, according to the latest World Health Organization figures. That's a reduction of around 19% on the previous year, but far below the target level. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The 19% fall in deaths from TB is still far short of the World Health Organization's target of a 75% reduction by 2025. Funding also fell short, reaching less than half of the WHO target of at least $13 billion for TB diagnosis, treatment and prevention services in 2022. Governments committed to spending $22 billion a year on TB by 2027 at a special UN meeting in September. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Hundreds of environmental activists marched in Kenya's capital Saturday demanding drastic curbs on the use of plastic worldwide ahead of a meeting to negotiate a global plastics treaty, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Nations agreed last year to finalize, by 2024, a world-first UN treaty to address the scourge of plastics found everywhere from mountaintops to ocean depths. Representatives of more than 170 nations will meet in Nairobi Monday to negotiate what concrete measures should be included in a binding worldwide treaty to end plastic pollution. Activist Frankie Roan, who marched Saturday in Kenya, told the Reuters news agency what he'd like to see come out of that meeting.
We're looking for them to not just use words, but we want actual physical, tangible action to follow. We want them to say exactly what it is that their stance on the global plastics treaty and not make things optional, but binding in the global plastics treaty.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a legal motion backing media requests for live television coverage of his federal trial on charges he conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Joe Ramsey.